is the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Hey, good morning. It's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
Today is National Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
You're going to hear that a lot today. You're going to see it on the internet a lot today. And Everyone will think they are the first one to do it and hilarious.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But don't be mad at it. People just trying to have fun.
Yeah. Why not? Anything else fun going on right now? Not much.
Not really, no.
Not a whole hell of a lot.
No.
Have either of you seen the last three Star Wars movies?
No.
No, you haven't. Have either of you seen the second three Star Wars movies?
No.
No.
Have you seen the first trilogy?
Yes.
Yes.
You both have?
Yes.
Have you seen any of the spin-offs?
No.
Like the Solo and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's weird because I am interested in seeing those ones.
Oh,
but
okay.
I just haven't. Like the new ones interest me.
I haven't. I just haven't bothered.
Nothing.
No.
Have any of you watched any of the television stuff for Star Wars?
Didn't know they had it.
Yeah.
Like the Christmas special?
No, like Clone Wars or like any of that stuff.
Oh, absolutely not.
I had no idea it existed.
Zero.
Yeah.
Cool. So.
Have you?
I haven't seen the television stuff.
Oh, okay.
But everything else? Yeah.
Everything else. Yeah, I've seen every movie.
Is it any good? Because I'm not a huge fan of prequels and stuff.
As a whole body of work?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
Well, everyone knows the middle three, which were the first three, are awful. The last three were okay. They were good enough, I guess.
And see, I think that's the problem. You've already confused me.
Well, they didn't release them in chronological order, right?
So what were the first three movies that came out in like the 70s and 80s?
Yeah. Those were the middle. Those are the middle three
middle
movies.
That's
four, five, six.
Yeah, four, five, six.
And you said they were awful.
No, those are the best.
Are great.
Okay.
Those are the best. Right. Then Lucas released the first three, like the stories that happened before those three.
Okay. In like late 90s.
How Darth Vader became Darth Vader.
Oh, all right.
Yes, and they were horrendous. They looked
like
beautiful.
Jar Jar Binks.
But that's Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, I see.
And they're really racist aliens and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then they just, over the last decade, released the final three, which are the story of Luke's, like, the next generation. Like, Luke's the only one left. Well, Han's around, too.
All right.
Leia. But they're all old as dirt in those ones.
Okay. Well, you've convinced me. I'm going to watch them now.
So you're in? Yeah, you're in.
Yeah. Okay. No, not at all. I might just go rewatch the first three. Sorry, the middle three.
Those would be the ones to watch.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
Just say that everywhere.
Because it's May 4th.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
So, a lot of people are pretty tense these days, I guess, you know?
Sure.
A little agitated. There was an incident that has blown up because it involved a lady, another lady, and a pig. And we're going to play the audio and see if you can figure out what's going down. Here, listen.
I want to know why you have a pig in the middle of
We're on a walk. Can you just leave us alone? Obviously, like, you're not a part of our walk. You don't have to be here.
It's a huge animal.
So what? Who cares if he's huge?
He's eating. Look at that. Right on our lawn.
She's picking it up.
No,
you are being a grumpy pants. If you leave us alone.
The emotional support animal first. Emotional support. You have a pig.
Get away.
An emotional support animal.
So this lady's walking her pig.
Yeah.
And it happened to poop on this lady's lawn and she was picking it up. And then this lady got mad.
She's really upset that there was a pig walking through her town.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she was mad first, and then it pooped.
Yeah, she was angry before the poop.
Like,
ever.
Had she not stopped to talk to them for walking their pig, it probably wouldn't have pooped on her lawn.
Probably. Hmm. Why would you ever care? Why wouldn't you be excited?
Yeah, I think it was great. Oh, look at that, a pig on my lawn. Awesome.
Instead.
You are being a grumpy pants.
She was a grumpy pants.
She was very much so a grumpy pants. But... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what, just having a rough day, maybe. Can we ever forgive people that act like this in videos?
Not like that.
Like the super Karens or the super...
Not like that, man.
Super jerks. You can't ever be like, maybe they're just having a rough day.
I don't know.
I don't think so. You've never said anything and that you probably wouldn't have said if you're having a...
Sure, but she's like, she continued it on for a while.
Yeah.
And like, what a thing to get upset about.
It's just a pig.
No, it did poo in her lawn, eventually.
Right.
Which is... great. And she was yelling at it.
Yeah.
Don't worry, lady, I got you. But
Yeah.
I think, like, the internet has, obviously, we see more of these people, but also they see more of themselves, and so they feel that it's okay maybe to act like that. Well,
but they're ridiculed, though. They're ridiculed on the internet and the news. Yeah. They're not like they're celebrated. No one's that's on true. This lady's side.
No, that's correct.
That's
yeah.
true.
I don't know. I don't think there's a single animal, except maybe like a lion, that if I looked out my window and saw someone walking, it wouldn't be like, sweet. Like, it wouldn't matter what it was.
Even if it was a lion, I'd be pretty stoked.
I would stay outside.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out to see it. But.
What are those huge snakes that they find in people's basements sometimes? That would be pretty
like
weird.
Like pythons in Florida?
Yeah,
is there like a
huge
problem
ones.
Now?
Yeah.
Just walking on a leash down the road.
Like, ah.
You'd still be like, whoa. I wouldn't be mad at it.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
Pardon me. That is a large snake. No.
Yeah. Well, someone should probably walk her a few times around the neighborhood. It might help her out with her attitude. No, exercise is good for your attitude, Jamie.
Yeah, sure is. It helps you relax.
That's all I'm saying.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
If you think our government wastes money, and they do, you should hear what this town in Japan did. A little misuse of funds here.
Yeah, slightly. I don't know if you remember before COVID.
Yeah.
We were trying real hard. Well, as hard as we usually try to do things.
So a little bit when we thought of it.
To get a statue put out front here. Right on this little cul-de-sac we have.
Yeah, in front of the radio station.
But that did not happen.
No, it didn't pan out.
Because statues are expensive.
They're very expensive.
The big ones.
But we didn't ask you for money for it or the government for money for it. But a town in Japan that had been given about $230,000 in COVID relief funds.
Okay.
And didn't use a lot of that for COVID relief. Used it to buy a statue of a giant squid.
Oh, wow. That sounds cool.
And it's like a kid-friendly statue. Like the picture of it, there's children climbing all over it and into its mouth and its tentacles and stuff.
It's like a playground.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Sort of. It's a statue. Like there's not swings attached to it or stairs. Okay. But I mean,
it looks pretty cool.
It's a pretty cool statue.
Are people really upset at this?
I bet they are.
Well, I'm asking. Are they?
It's
or?
43 feet long.
Yeah. $228,000.
Well, so they got $2,000 for COVID relief.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for 25 million yen. It sounds way more when you say
it
25
does,
million
yeah.
yen.
What?
But people are really upset because, like, the pandemic's not over yet. And sure, you didn't use the funds but there's another wave and you need it. Now you've spent all this money for a statue of a squid.
I guess it's meant as a tourist attraction, but people aren't supposed to go.
Hmm. But they're still under state of emergency some places in Japan.
No.
And they're just they're building statue.
People are up in eight arms.
Is that how many a squid has? Does that have the same many as an octopus?
So.
1, 2, 3. This one's got 10.
That's it.
10?
Yeah,
it's 10 tickles.
10 tickles. Yeah, it's got 10 of them.
It's got 10 tickles.
I love statues. I have like some stumps in the little forest area around my house where, you know, trees that had to come down have come down and they're perfect little spots for statues to go on.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to convince my wife that we should get really creepy mannequins and just put them in the forest. But so far she's not on board.
No, not on board.
I can't figure out why.
Well, I can.
You've been wanting mannequins for years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But again, they're expensive and I'm cheap. So
I think you like the idea of it. But I think once you walk through your forest.
I don't know.
And spooked.
You could change them up for the seasons and stuff. Like you could dress them up. I think it would be fun.
It would keep people off your property.
Yeah. From time to time, I may forget and get a bit of a start when I see one. Who is it? Oh, it's you. It's just you, Billy.
Yeah.
I would name them.
Of course you would. Yeah. The moral of the story is, if you want to give us $230,000 for a statue, we will take it.
Oh, yeah.
And we will build something way cooler than a squid.
Imagine we get $230,000 to build a statue.
Ooh.
Ooh. Woo! Build like the...
To be honest, I probably wouldn't build a statue. I just split it.
We just split it three ways and, throw a G.I. Joe on a stick into the ground and be like, here you go.
Yeah, we made it.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for the money.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer Teamwork. Question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
You guys are going to have to ask the questions. My program is not open currently.
Is a raisin a fruit? Well, it used to be. I guess it's a dried fruit now, so it's still a fruit.
I guess.
It used to be a grape.
Yeah, I mean, like, are old people still people, even though they're all dried up? Yeah, they're still people.
Same. All there, yeah.
Great analogy.
Yeah. It's working now. What was the best part of your weekend?
Well, now you're asking me to recall my weekend.
2 days.
Made a nice pizza.
Oof. Yeah, you made a nice pizza?
Yeah, we've been making our own pizza lately.
I do.
The hardest I laughed on the weekend was when we were playing online golf, myself, Jamie, and another friend, and we saw Jamie's character that he had designed, and he decided to wear like mid-thigh pale blue shorts and brown shoes, and he looked like every dad ever that's ever golfed ever. And so we just shredded him for 2 hours about his virtual character. I laughed pretty hard at that.
A guy can't just go out and have a nice leisurely game of golf in his brown shoes anymore.
No, you can't.
Get ridiculed by his friends.
No, you can't. But anyways.
Yeah. I think I made some lamb on...
Oh, yeah, you were talking about the lamb.
Was that Sunday or did I do that Monday? No, Sunday.
Yeah.
That was nice.
We talked about the first time. It's one of those... I love lamb so much, but never eat it. Why? Like, why don't I just buy lamb and eat it? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you grill lamb? Is lamb good grilled?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's how I did it. Little lamb chops.
Yeah, right on the grill,
delicious.
Eh?
Delicious. Yeah.
All right. Done. Getting some today.
At what age are you too old to get transport trucks to honk at you? I don't think you're ever too old for that. In the old, elbow fist pump.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like just two young ladies walking down the street and some creepers. Like that's ever worked in the history of time.
Yeah.
Since horns were invented.
It's never, not.
Never has it worked.
It's not put in place to work.
So what's it put
like
in place
for? It's like
going
to a strip club. You don't go to a strip club.
Yeah, but the strip club.
Just listen.
No.
To think that you're going to be with the strippers. You go to have a good time with your buddies.
What does that have to do with the
horns? And laugh.
Horns.
Yes. Because it's funny sometimes.
It is not funny.
It used to be back in the day.
No.
Back in the day,
Jamie.
It was funny. Now,
strippers,
as an older male, no, I know it's not funny.
Strippers have put themselves on stage and expect
I see what you're saying.
A poor young lady walking down the street, two dirtbags hanging at the window going, nice pants.
You need to go for some sensitivity training.
I wasn't thinking of the actual yell. I was thinking of more of the laughs. See what I just did there? I yelled at somebody.
Okay.
You ever honked a horn? Given the old toot toot?
No, never once.
No.
Never once.
Come on.
No.
Never once in my entire life.
No.
Never.
When I was working in construction in my teens... My boss's horn was almost worn out.
Yeah.
Oh, he sounds like a dick.
Yeah.
But why? You laugh. You're like, what are you doing? That's what's funny about it. Like, you actually think.
I miss the humor. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I get it. Yeah.
You don't get it.
Why does Biggs always sound miserable? Well, he doesn't, for one.
Yeah.
And when he does sound miserable, it's because he is.
Yeah.
That's why anyone sounds miserable. So you know what? Quite often, I sound miserable.
Right. Jamie.
I'm aware of it.
Jamie, very rarely. But when he does, ooh.
Yeah.
And then he won't admit he is, which makes it worse.
Well, like, what are you, my wife?
I'm sorry. A friend can't be concerned about another friend's emotional state.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
I've never said that to you ever.
You said that, like, last week. Yeah. Toast, what's wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong?
What's wrong?
Well, you just
why are you being grumpy? What's wrong? But when you two are grumpy, it's just got to be all silent in here.
We've
don't
always
talk
been,
to me.
We've always been
I'm
grumpy.
I'm grumpy. Do not ask me.
Yeah, but that's our general
when I'm
disposition.
What's wrong?
Well, you're generally not grumpy.
What's wrong? Okay.
Who's being the woman now? Good Lord.
What's wrong?
Hey, what's going on? You okay, dude? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just going to sit here with his face for the rest of the show, but I'm fine. That's the woman in the room, not the guy saying, hey, you all right, bud?
It's not how you say it.
What's wrong?
Okay. I don't know all if right. you heard me all say right. it about 67 all times. Right.
Go for a drive, honk at some young girls, make them feel uncomfortable. Come back if
creepy.
That's going to cheer you up there. Shay 106.
It's an answer quest.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Out of what? Five questions. You got 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass any question and come back, but obviously you have to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is the one that counts. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until we're done. Who we got?
Mark.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Now, Jamie has said this is a gettable one, so are you ready to get it?
I'm hoping so.
All right. All right, Mark, your time will begin after I ask the first question.
Okay.
What is the second largest city in New York State?
Buffalo.
What billionaire and his wife announced they are getting a divorce?
Pass.
What movie is today often associated with?
Star Wars.
In ancient Rome, where were the gladiatorial contests held?
Rome.
Would you rather be able to throw like a major league pitcher or kick like a pro football kicker?
Pitcher.
What billionaire and his wife announced they're getting a divorce?
Trump.
All right, let's go over your answers. Would you rather be able to throw like a major league pitcher or kick like a pro football kicker? I forget what he said. Say pitcher.
He said pitcher.
That's what the answer is.
Yeah, that's
pitcher.
The correct answer.
Yeah, so. I mean, that is the more respectable
one.
Yeah, for sure.
In ancient Rome, where were the gladiatorial contests held? Mark said Rome, which I guess is true. But,
yeah,
like,
but
the specific place is the Colosseum, which is actually getting a new floor. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's like a retractable floor.
Oh, okay. What movie is often associated with? You said Star Wars. That's correct.
Yeah.
It's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. What billionaire and his wife announced they're getting a divorce? I didn't really hear what you said, but
Trump.
Oh, it sounds like.
It's Bill Gates
and his wife.
Yeah.
Getting a divorce. And the second largest city in New York State is indeed Buffalo.
Buffalo. All right. Well, no dice, my fella.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a great
day. Thanks, Mark. Bye.
You too.
Did I have to tell him that? Did he not understand that he didn't win?
I don't know. I think
think he just likes hanging out.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay, cool. I would too. I mean, we're pretty hangoutable guys. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go home today.
Yeah, you're a bit tired.
Yeah, I didn't sleep well.
Why?
But I don't know.
Do you have a bad tummy?
No. I just took me forever to fall asleep, which is never the case with me. I usually just close my eyes and I'm.
Were you thinking about all the fun we're going to have today?
I mean, that might have been
excited.
It might have been it.
Were you thinking about like a big box of Freezies?
I don't think I've ever thought about a big box of Freezies.
You never thought about a big box of Freezies?
No, because in my house we didn't keep them in the box. We just whipped them in the
freezer.
Dumped them in the
freezer.
Oh,
okay. Right.
So
what about those drumsticks? Like the.
Yeah, those are my dad's. I wasn't allowed to touch the drumsticks.
Oh,
I had to get permission to eat a drumstick.
Uh-huh.
They're my dad's favorite.
You know what's nice about a drumstick? When you don't see the box, you bite into one and you're like, oh, this is great. And then it had one of them, they have the caramel in the middle or something like that.
Oh, that's
it's a
nice
surprise.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
that a nice surprise?
I always loved like the little chocolate plug at the end.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The thing, so the stuff didn't drip out on your hand.
In the sugar cone. Yeah,
yeah, it's delicious. Yeah.
Nothing better than a chocolate plug.
You know what sounds? What sounds great, but it's kind of a pain in the ass.
What?
Like a
chocolate
witch.
Plug?
No, like a chipwich, like a cookie sandwich.
Oh, it goes
yeah,
all
like
out,
it, the first couple bites are like good because it holds together, and then it's all down like down
ice
your
cream
elbow
sandwich, though.
And, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's some good stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Some good stuff. You don't like an ice cream sandwich?
Sure, I do.
Why are you making a face?
Yeah, like between two cookies?
No, like just the black, yeah, like the ice cream sandwich.
Oh, like the ones that come with like the thin,
yeah, the little brick
wafers.
Yeah, they're great too.
Wait, great
stuff. Oh, that's a good noise. I didn't know.
Yeah, that sounded like a bad noise.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
I just didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, see, well, that's what happens when someone doesn't win on a what. We start talking about other stuff.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Like chocolate plugs.
Yeah, like chocolate plugs.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Are we just going right into it? Right into Willie here?
No, we're going to play our short and sweet guy here.
Okay.
Who likes to call in. Yeah.
You've got some splaining to do, Lucy. Ay, 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 ay.
That's it, eh? From the old I Love Lucy show?
Yeah.
Go Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah. It was obviously, in its day, it was even funnier. But you could still watch that and chuckle.
You could still watch it. There's some funny parts to it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Like, I watched maybe, whatever, a month ago. It was just on TV, Three's Company.
Yeah.
I was making dinner. I didn't crack a smile.
Really, eh?
I used to love that show
when I was a kid. I have never watched one since, but.
Please do.
Yeah, I'll go back and watch it, see if it's funny.
So, like, the jokes.
I would bust a gut.
Oh, my God.
At that thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have no, I couldn't
Mr.
tell you
Furley
a line
was
from
the
it.
Best, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It times change, right?
And comedy evolves, obviously.
Comedy does evolve.
Yeah.
Anywho, Willie is back. Now, if you don't know, Willie, there's a saga going on between our man Chris Biggs here.
I don't know if I'd call it a saga.
It's been a year.
Sure,
of
but
Dougie
like,
line messages.
A saga would be something I think about outside of it happening, yeah. And I don't think about it for a second.
Fair,
but,
fair.
Yeah, Willie doesn't like me. Willie from Orleans, he calls himself.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he left another message this weekend, and I replied by calling him a punk bitch, and now I think he's has issue with that?
Yeah, he okay. does. Yeah.
Chris Biggs, you're a crybaby. You're habitually late, and you're rich for no good reason.
That's it? That's all I said?
No. Oh. I love, we got
well,
one out of three.
One out of right. three. You yeah. choose which one.
So here.
You're a crybaby.
That's one.
That's false.
You're habitually late.
That is true.
Yeah. And you're rich for no good reason.
That is not true. These guys love talking about how I have six houses, whatever, just filled with shoes. But I don't have, I have one house. But I mean.
Yeah. All six houses aren't paid for.
No, they're not.
Right? So he's not rich.
Yeah. If only that were the case, because I would sell five and you'd never see me again.
Set up for the future, though. That's for sure. All right.
You're irritating.
Oh.
And you're spoiled. C-H-R-I-S. You know why you're spoiled? Because we want some exclusive audio, Jamie. We want some exclusive audio. You're spoiled by the exclusive audio of Jamie. I know you take what they give you, Jamie, but do we have any exclusive audio today? Bye now.
So, wow. Chris, you're going to...
lost track there.
With Willie there, you're going to take it or leave it? Like, I'll leave it, personally.
I'll leave
I'm
it.
I'm fine without Willie.
I'll leave it. I don't know. Irritating,
I think really
fine.
Jamie's the only one who likes him.
Yeah.
I like the story of it. You know, it's the...
The ongoing thing.
Yeah. I've chosen a side. It's with Chris.
Oh, thank you.
You'd be an idiot to choose Willie's side.
Yeah, and I know Chris. I see him every day.
He really gets under Jason's skin. He really does.
He's not even chirping, Jason.
No, I know. I know.
I know it's going to be some long-winded, poorly worded story. So I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
But then he throws out a word like...
You're habitually late.
Habitually. Yeah.
And he said it correctly, which is great. It's good for Willie. It's a big word for Willie. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't get how I'm spoiled by your audio, but it's usually awful. So, I mean...
It's rude. I just said I was on your side.
Yeah. We have any more?
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. Bunch make everyone mad.
We have a few people want to throw their mama from a crane.
Yes.
We're going to do that later. We're going to do that later. All right. Well, I don't think you proved me wrong, really, Willie. I think you're still a punk bitch.
Yeah.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Did you guys know it was Star Wars Day? Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, May the 4th
be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's a big day, too.
What's tomorrow?
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's right.
One time on this show, we had an intern... eat five mayonnaise sandwiches.
Well,
because Cinco de Mayo.
We prepared five mayonnaise sandwiches.
Didn't. He ate one.
And the.
I think Chris ate more than him.
Yeah.
Well, I made my own sandwiches. His had like an inch of mayonnaise on it.
And yours just had a reasonable amount?
Mine just had a reasonable amount of mayo. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Never forget the noises.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was
almost like you when you think about yogurt.
Yeah.
Last day on Earth, and you have to pick between sex or a large pepperoni pizza. Well, it says large pepperoni. I assume pizza. What are you going with? Because if it was just a large pepperoni, you could probably do both.
Yeah.
Probably the pizza.
I mean, who's making the pizza?
That's true. Like, where's the pizza from? Yeah. Who is the sex with? Right. There's a lot of variables there.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your favorite useless skill you have? Useless? Well, all skills are useful.
That's why they're called skills.
It's just whether or not you perceive it as useful. Like you could say shooting a basketball really well in the real world, pretty useless.
For most people, yeah.
But
for a select few.
Yeah. If you do it as a profession or if it gives you joy to do it.
Now that's true too.
That's also useful.
So nothing's really useless.
No. So we have all the skills.
I guess snoring, if I could pick that.
You're good at that?
Yeah.
That is
useless.
But it's
kind of useless. Almost detrimental.
Yeah. That doesn't serve anybody.
No.
Yeah, that's a good example.
In this lockdown, am I still allowed to go fishing? Yes. Yes, you are allowed to go fishing. You have to adhere to, like, the distancing rules and stuff like that. But, yeah, as long as you got a fishing license, you can go. I actually just renewed mine yesterday.
Oh, are you fancy? Mm-hmm.
I did learn while on hold for approximately 25 minutes, listening to all the messages, that right now you're not allowed to go camping on Crown Land. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
I thought they were camping. Oh, it's just the private campgrounds that are.
Yeah. The Crown Land ones, they say, no, you're not allowed to camp on them right now during this lockdown.
All right.
You going to go catch some muskie?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Whatever's biting.
What kind of lures you got? You got a banjo minnow?
I have so many lures, I don't know what to do with them all.
Really? Yep. Got some meps.
And he probably doesn't know the name of any of them.
No.
What about your meps? You know what I mean, meps?
No, I would say I classify them by color and size.
Okay.
Like right. The big pink one.
Yeah.
Or.
Did I ever tell you I know a guy who knows a guy who invented a lure and sold it and made money
Anyone
off of it?
Anyone can invent a lure.
No, but like it became like fairly popular. It was called called the Willy Spoon.
I know the Willy Spoon.
It was called the Willy Spoon, and he invented it.
It's kind of dirty.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not spooning with Willy. That's different. That's what you do when the boat breaks down and you got to camp on the shore.
Oh, that's right. If you're wet,
yeah, to stay warm.
Your clothes,
stay warm.
Body heat.
Spoon with Willy.
Willy Spoon.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
Sure.
Tried to lure you in with that comment.
Oh, get out of here. Get out. Just take your headphones, throw them out the window, and never come back.
Here's what I don't really understand. Fair. Back pills? Like, do they want back pills?
No, because I was giggly. So
oh, I see.
Normally when I'm giggly, Chris,
you've taken a couple of back pills.
Taking some back pills. No, I just am lacking sleep. Would you rather go to prison for a year until you solve a Rubik's Cube? I'd rather solve the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. Like, do I have to solve it traditionally or like I usually do? Like, I just break it apart. Oh. I have done the stickers, but it's usually obvious. Yeah. If you can, like, pry it apart and then, like, put it back together with all the little pieces, it's possible.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Makes it kind of loose, though.
But, I mean, even if none of us are good at Rubik's Cube, but it wouldn't if you're spending 8 hours a day working on it, I'm pretty sure you'll have it solved within a few days, if that.
You can just look it up online.
You're in prison, James.
No, before you go.
Yeah, it's in prison or the Rubik's Cube.
Would you rather go to prison for a year or until you're done the Rubik's Cube?
I misunderstood.
I would go until I'm done the Rubik's
Cube. Yeah, I would try with the Rubik's Cube.
You just look online, because it's an actual, like, method, right?
Yeah.
Like a formula. That's the word I was looking for.
Okay.
You just memorize that, and you're in and out.
I'm pretty sure you could figure it out without the formula.
Robert's your father's brother, and you're out of there.
The formula... The formula is for people who want to do it in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But anyways, who's my cousin's what?
Robert's your father's brother.
Bob's your uncle.
Oh. Why didn't you just say Bob's your uncle?
Because he's Jamie.
Just being an idiot.
I don't even have an uncle named Bob. Do you?
Now you're being too little.
I do, actually.
You have an uncle named Bob?
No, Robert.
So when I say Bob's your uncle, then it makes sense.
Always, okay. It has always made sense for me.
All right. Well, perfect. The universe is aligned.
There you go.
All right. That's it for the dish now.
It's an answer question.
The Biggs and Barr Show on Shay 106.
With joke text.
Yeah, here's how it works. You text us your best, worst joke, your dad joke, your punny one. We read them to Jamie. He laughs, and whichever one of us is the hardest wins.
What do you call a cow with a twitch?
What?
Beef jerky.
What musical instrument is found in the bathroom?
What?
A tuba toothpaste. tuba.
I get it.
Toothpaste.
It's not even an instrument.
Yeah.
Stupid joke.
Why does lightning shock people?
Why?
Because it doesn't know how to conduct itself.
What do sea monsters eat for lunch?
What?
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips. It's pretty good.
You know, some people say filling farm animals with helium is wrong. I say, whatever floats your goat.
Jesus.
Why was the horse so happy?
Why?
Oh, he lived in a stable environment.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, that's fair.
Why do squirrels swim on their backs?
Why?
To keep their nuts dry.
They carry them on their stomach.
Yeah, I guess.
How did trees access the internet?
How?
Yeah, they log in.
No, I didn't mind it. All right. Why was Han Solo so suspicious when he made love to Princess Leia for the first time?
Why?
Because he was lukewarm.
It is Star Wars Day.
It is.
It
May
is
the 4th.
Star Wars Day. That's a good one. What do ghosts serve for dessert?
What?
Ice cream. You want some?
What do you get?
Ice cream?
Oh, sorry.
No, I've done.
What do you get if you eat too much alfaghetti?
What?
You get a serious vowel movement.
That's pretty good, too.
How well did I hang up that picture?
I don't know.
I nailed it.
You nailed it.
I nailed it. I did.
Look, really a comment on the quality, though. That it?
What's blue and white and falls every year?
What?
On the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, well.
Yeah, good one. Yeah.
Remains to be seen, but most likely.
Who's the king of all school supplies?
What?
The ruler!
Yes. That's a
good one. The ruler is the king!
I should have known that.
What did the blanket say when he fell out of bed?
Sheet.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, right. You got it.
That's one of my favorite jokes.
It is. Yeah.
Sorry.
How can you best raise a baby dinosaur? With a crane. These are heavy.
What do you call the boss at McDonald's farm?
What?
The C-I-E-I-O. Oh.
What do you get when you eat peanut butter and baked beans?
What?
You get a fart that sticks to the roof of your butt. I just read them.
No, I know.
You could have not read that one.
I have a winner already.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, the Star Wars joke.
Oh, well, let's just stop then.
Okay. Unless you have some more.
No, I have nothing. No.
Why was Han Solo so suspicious when he made love to Princess Leia for the first time?
Yeah.
It was lukewarm.
Think about it.
It's Star Wars Day. I mean, it should win. It should win. Yeah.
It was a good joke.
May congratulations. The fourth be with you. You got a $100 lottery pack for $649. We're 20 mil now?
It's a Lotto Max.
Oh, it is Lotto Max. Sorry, that's the one that's 20 mil.
$649 is 19.
Yeah.
Whatever one you're winning, we're getting a mill if you do.
Yeah, yeah. Each. Let's be clear. But congratulations for making Star Wars icky.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The European Union looking into easing non-essential travel. So some experts here saying it's almost time for Canada to follow suit with its own version of a vaccine passport. And some people get mad at it, but I mean, we've always had to keep track of vaccines, you know. If your kids are in school and they're not vaccinated, they're not allowed to go to school and stuff.
Right. What? Like, I don't know. I know there are reasons why it can be biased to certain groups of people from certain places in the world and all this.
Yeah.
But like, you're forced to have a regular passport to go anywhere.
Yeah, just add it to the passport.
Why would you be that? Or you need a driver's license to drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
You need a health card to get any health stuff covered here. What's the...
I need an outdoors card to go fishing.
I guess, if a country decides you're not coming into its borders without a vaccine,
right?
That's the country's choice, just like it's your choice to decide whether or not you want to go to that country.
Yeah, those are both
fair
points.
No one's forcing you to get the vaccine. They're just saying, well, you can't come here.
Yeah,
you put a shirt on to go into the restaurant because they say you got to wear a shirt to come into this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems like it's... a fight not worth having.
Because it's not fair, Chris. Because some people can do whatever they want. It's not fair to people to force them to do something. You know what I'm talking about.
Since the beginning of time, that's been.
Of course it has.
Do you want to talk about something a little more fun?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Because we got another bungee jump to award for our Throw Mama from the Train contest.
We do.
Crane.
We're doing one a day. You can still qualify by telling us what mom and why you want to throw her off a crane on our Dougie line, 216-3849. You want to play the guy's original Dougie line call before we talk to him?
Yeah.
The reason why I want to throw mama from a crane is I remember a long time ago when I think I was about 5 or 6, we were watching the soap operas, and we were watching a scene about a bank robbery where somebody had stockings over his face, the nylon stockings. Well, at that point, my mother disappeared. I went looking for her, and I remember opening her closet, and there she stood, jumped out at me with the nylon stockings over her face and scared the Jesus out of me. Thank you. Bye.
That is traumatizing.
That is traumatizing.
That would traumatize me for sure.
It's a great mom. My dad did that with a Freddy Krueger glove to my brother over his shoulder, like just wrapped the fingers around.
Yeah.
It was the best 30 seconds of my life, man.
Oh, we have that guy on the phone?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. It's Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hi, how are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You got yourself a couple of passes to the Great Canadian Bungee, and you can throw your mom off a crane.
Well, that's sweet. That'll pay her back for scaring the Jesus out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
no.
Now, does your mother know that you've entered this contest or no?
No, she doesn't. No. I'll surprise her on Mother's Day.
Okay, yeah, blindfold her for sure.
Yeah. Like, don't even tell it to, you know, yeah. Take her out there and blindfold, get her all done up and just shuck her off.
How are her ankles? Like, does she have a good sturdy ankle
she
on her?
Lupus or anything?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, she's been drinking her milk.
Stocking on her face before I push it.
Okay. Oh wow! Boy, he's been holding on to this.
Maybe we should have picked somebody else. Anyway, we didn't. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
No worries,
you
man.
Hold on.
Hang on.
Okay.
All right. So
Ed's got some issues there.
He does. He's definitely.
I mean, it's his mom's fault. Right.
He has never forgiven her for that simple prank.
Yeah. Oh, nor would I.
We have a few more to give out, like we said, so if you want to leave them, you still have time to do so. Leave them on our Dougie line, all right? Reasons why and who you want to throw off a crane.
613-216-3849.
It's Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What's the worst job you ever had?
I think of this question like every week.
I know. I don't know why people really want to know what our worst jobs are all the time.
It was through an employment agency.
Oh, it was
my early days in radio when I was getting like two shifts for $8.20 an hour.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was inspecting control arms of vehicles. It was at a plant. Mm. And guys would just roll over these carts nonstop. Mm-hmm. And I would just have to grab one, get a little piece, make sure it fit on, and then put it down, open up a marker. I got yelled at for going too fast.
I jumped to the front of my list when I sold knives for Cutco.
Oh, wow.
Great product, Cutco, but selling knives to friends and family is maybe the most embarrassing and worst thing you can do. I don't know. It's just, hey, you want to buy a knife?
Yeah.
And when I worked retail, one of the retail jobs I had was at a store, Blues something.
Oh, you had to wear cowboy.
I had to wear cowboy boots. Yeah. Part of the uniform was cowboy boots, and they don't even pay for them. Like, I had to go out and buy
cowboy boots
to work at this jean store that no one ever came into.
I wish you still had the cowboy boots.
I had them for a long time. Yeah. I did.
My worst job wasn't so bad. I just used to euthanize puppies. It was fun.
Oh, wow.
Oh, all right.
Wow. No, I never did that. I used to pick computer parts, and it wasn't fun.
Wow. You guys hooked on any mobile games?
No.
Not at the moment. I did play the Game of Thrones game for a long, long time, but I moved on.
I've been playing a game for about 4 years.
That word thing?
The
you
word
play?
Game, I don't know what you even call it.
It's called Word Smash?
Wordscapes.
Wordscapes.
Oh, okay.
I got a pretty high score.
Tinfoil, shiny side in or out. Well, you put it in so it reflects the heat back in.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
There's a shiny side and a non-shiny side?
Absolutely.
Come on.
You're not that non-observant that you wouldn't know.
Honestly did not know there was a shinier side to tinfoil.
Look at his face.
Both sides are shiny.
Lying? He's lying.
Both sides are shiny.
One side is somewhat shiny. The other side is very
shiny. Come on.
Yeah. One is matte and one is shiny.
Yeah, like I can't
I'm
even.
Not kidding.
No, I know you're not. I believe that you're not kidding, that you haven't noticed because you don't notice things.
I don't notice things. I might have things. There's no way. It can't be that big a difference.
Of course it is.
Stop. You guys are messing with me.
Not messing with you. No. People think you're messing with us.
I'm
you don't
literally
know
not.
It.
I did not know one. I just thought some tinfoil was shinier than other tinfoil.
No, it's just the different sides you've been looking at.
Why? Why would they make different sides?
I guess it's just the way they do it. To make it on both sides shiny.
I'm sorry I'm disappointing you with my tinfoil knowledge.
Don't even worry about it. It's not the first time.
Yeah.
How do you know when you've achieved true happiness in your life? I
guess you feel happy.
Only really dumb.
I don't know how to answer that.
Only really dumb people are truly happy.
Yeah, you can't be even moderately smart and be totally happy.
If you can just be content, then that's probably good. And then you should be happy because you're content.
My sister is choosing not to vaccinate herself and her husband and two teenagers. How do I tell her she's dumb? Even if you did, she probably wouldn't care. So stop talking to her.
Yeah.
Just cut her out of your life.
Well, ask her why.
Yeah, and when if it's not a satisfactory answer, just cut her out of your life. You don't need her. What's she done for you?
Yeah, I'm not going to debate the vaccine. Everyone has their own opinion.
Everyone can make
their
own decision. Like, I know people in my life that have done things that I don't like. I just don't talk to them anymore.
Yeah, that's it. There's this loyalty to blood that people seem to think is a thing.
isn't a thing.
No.
It's not a thing.
Good people are good people. If people in your family aren't good, you don't have to be around them.
You don't have to be around them. Oh, it's no, my mom.
Family.
It's my mom. Your mom's a piece of garbage. Yeah. Like, why would you...
You don't
have to. She gave birth to me. Yeah. Okay, but now she treats you like crap. Tell her to beat it. Like, I don't understand that.
If she's good to you, great.
Well, then she's be good my to each mom. Other.
Yeah.
Okay, any family member who is awful to you doesn't need to be your family member anymore.
No. Like tell them to kick rocks.
Yeah. I mean, be loyal to your family if they're good, of course. Take care of each other. It's just, you know, you share a bond and blood, but if they're garbage, why?
Person who asked the question, that your sister might kick you out of her life.
Yeah, exactly.
So it seems to have a disregard for other people. So reciprocate.
Yeah. Were you guys just messing with that tinfoil?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
Come
not.
Come on now. Come on. Oh my God, I learned that on my 45th year. How do I not know that?
Well, if that's the one thing you're questioning about your 45 years on this planet.
There's worse things to not know.
It's not bad.
Are you saying there's other things I should be questioning?
No. No, you're perfect.
Here he is.
Jamie's face was amazing. that's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
All right, we're done. Have yourself a great day. Don't forget, tell us why you want to throw a mama from the train. Or
crane. We could do a train one, but they'd probably get hurt.
Yeah, that would. Well, it could move slow. I had a history teacher when I was in high school.
Sorry, Jason.
That traveled across the continent by train before he ever became a teacher. Like, used to train jump and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like a classic hobo.
Yeah, yeah. Real interesting. There's like hippie times, right? It was back in
the... Like a stick with like a towel with all his stuff in over his shoulder.
I'm not sure, but he did some train jumping in his youth.
I had a buddy who hopped on a train like here, grabbed a snowboard and a backpack, him and a pal, and they just freight train rode out to BC. And I'm like, wow.
That's crazy.
Like, the uncertainty would drive me bananas. Like, just thinking about it makes me like uneasy. Not being any prepared. You'd be good at it, Chris. Like, just because you're a spur of the moment guy.
Yeah, I could roll with it. Sure. Yeah.
I would need to know where the stops were.
Is anyone going to help me get up and off the train stuff?
Yeah, that's true. You'd have to bring a step stool, like a folding one. It'd be fine.
Yeah. Can someone help me up off the
Is there
screen?
A light folding step stool Chris could carry with him?
The jarring, I'll throw my back out. I live on this train. I live here forever. Can't get up.
There's a pile of stuff around me, fellas. I can't get up. If you could move these pee bottles, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. That's a nice text to leave on. Have a great day, guys. Thank you for keeping me company every morning. Our pleasure.
Thanks for helping us out.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We're good?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're great.
See you boys on the morrow.
Right? Okay.
All right. Ciao.
CHEZ-FM is Shea 106 in Ottawa.